Recovery Radio, KMP3000.
Listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. My website's recoveryradiokmp3.com. To get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started. Maybe it's just winding down. Maybe it's somewhere right in the middle. But here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. I am grateful I have no desire to drink today. And I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It's delicious. I know that's what you need to know about. I know you're fascinated by what kind of coffee I'm drinking. I know it really matters to you. Just kidding. I want to read something from Around the Year with Emmett Fox. It's not today's date. I'm recording this in March. It's on November 14th. I want to read this and talk about it. I'm sure you can hear my wind chimes going in the background there. It's lovely, no? Here goes. It's called A Dependable Recipe. When you make a cake, you know that whatever you put into your mixing bowl will appear in the cake itself. Now, on the other hand, that unless a particular substance does go into the mixing bowl, it cannot appear in the finished article. The thoughts and beliefs that fill our minds ultimately appear in the cake of experience. And to realize this is to save oneself a lot of trouble. No one puts kerosene in the mixing bowl because no one wants it in the cake, for everyone knows that if it does enter the bowl, in the cake it will be. What do you think of that? I love that. The thoughts and beliefs that fill our minds will ultimately appear in the cake of experience. And to realize this is to save oneself a lot of trouble. I'll keep this so simple. In my own experience. If I decide in advance that today will suck, to some extent, today's gonna suck. All those thoughts and emotions going into the mixing bowl gonna end up in the finished product. I've done full episodes on this idea of assigning new meaning to things. You know, when I first got sober, I learned that I could assign new meaning to things. thus completely changing my experience. It's pretty powerful. Maybe you remember years ago on here, I talked about my first sober holiday, which was Halloween, and I had a decision to make. At dusk, when the doorbell rang, was this going to be a special day? Was it going to be an average day? Or was it going to be a shit day? And I got to decide. Is Halloween going to be special to me, or is it going to be nothing? Am I going to turn off the porch light? Make it just like any other day? Am I going to decide that it means something? Anyways, I decided that it meant something, and it still does all after all this time. But that was the first experience I had with feeling this freedom to assign new meaning to things. So easy to decide in advance. All kinds of stuff. And by practicing the tools that are in the big book, especially concerning fear, you know, when fear crops up, you ask God at once to remove it and to direct your attention to what he would have you be. Like, almost all those foreboding thoughts about future events are fear-based. And so they all block me from God. There was an event recently I wasn't really too excited to go to. Didn't really feel like going. Didn't want to go. I mentally shit on it before it happened. I was aware of this. I knew what I was doing. I knew that I was deciding in advance how it would go and putting all kinds of negative thoughts into the mixing bowl, as it were. And I changed it. Because of my understanding of the simple tools in that big book, I was able to change this. I was able to see what I was doing and reset myself. You know what? I'm going to go. I'm going to be present. I'm going to see what I can contribute. This is not about me. I'm going to make this about other people. And just deciding in advance that it was going to be fun. I was putting that in the bowl. No negative things going into it. There was no kerosene going into it. And it was incredible. I had such a good time. I had so much fun. And really, I just went and thought about others. That's kind of it. Went to this thing. I expressed gratitude, I expressed thanks by my words and behavior, and I, you know, offered to help and ask people questions about their lives, and did not honor fear. And it was amazing. You know, if you're sober, don't know. If you're like me, you've been given this chance to have a whole different attitude and outlook upon life. And a whole different attitude and outlook. Not a slightly different attitude and outlook. A whole different attitude and outlook. Get to really go out into the world and go into the day and get better and better over time at putting the ingredients that you actually want into your cake. In other words, as time goes on, in my sobriety, I've been more and more able to decide what I think about and be more cognizant of the fact that I am an architect of my experience. Give a shout out today to Mallory and to Wes and to Ross and to Dr. Wu and to Christine and to Christy, to Katie, to Taylor, to Katrina. Very special shout out to Chelsea and to Dave. And if anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. I love when you write to me. Write to me, sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. If this is helping you, leave a nice review about it or tell people about it or whatever. And I'm going to go. I do not know why my life was saved, but I'm going to go try to live a life that was worth saving. I hope you'll do.